Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. In Q4, Meta earned $3.67 per share, below analyst estimates, but beat on revenue of $33.67 billion, up 20% in the year. Facebook reported its first decrease in daily active users, however, losing roughly 500,000 on the quarter to 1.93 billion, with losses greatest in Africa and Latin America. Meta's Reality Labs broke out numbers for the first time, generating $2.3 billion in revenue in all of 2021, but with an operating loss of $10.2 billion. Insider sources say Microsoft scrapped plans for a HoloLens 3 device in mid-2021. The HoloLens team is also reportedly unclear on the direction of the product, with some wanting to maintain focus on hardware efforts, while others want to focus on metaverse applications. Microsoft's partnership with Samsung on mixed reality devices is also pressuring the team to focus on software rather than hardware. At least 25 Microsoft mixed reality employees left the company in 2021. A new paper from Alphabet's DeepMind subsidiary outlines AlphaCode, a new model trained on GitHub libraries and coding problems designed to write code to solve arbitrary problems. Researchers used AlphaCode on 10 recent contests from Codeforce, which hosts competitive coding contests, placing just above the 50th percentile and performing at the level of a promising new competitor. While there is room for improvement, the goal of the exercise was to show AlphaCode could understand a complex written challenge and produce a coherent response. Internet observers have reported severe connectivity issues in North Korea's limited internet over the past 2 weeks, noting at times that all websites appeared to be down. In an interview with Wired, the pseudo-anonymous white hat security researcher P4X took credit for the denial of service attacks against North Korean infrastructure. This was done in response to a North Korean cyber attack against Western security researchers in early 2021, and out of frustration by a lack of U.S. response. P4X said the attacks were done using automated scripts and what he described as the size of a small to medium pen test, made possible by ancient versions of Apache and Linux used on servers in the country. Only a small number of North Koreans have internet-connected systems, with sites largely aimed at international audiences. Reuters sources say the Israeli surveillance company QuadDream used an extremely similar zero-click exploit to the forced entry iPhone security flaw used by NSO Group in 2021. Both companies developed tools to access smartphones for government clients. This exploit leveraged iMessage, and both were rendered ineffective by a September 2021 patch by Apple. Microsoft launched an MSA preview of a new web-based version of Lists aimed at small businesses and individuals. The full version of Lists came out in 2020 with Microsoft 365 business plans and is similar to Trello. The preview is free, but limited to the first 200,000 signups. Mozilla introduced the Multi-Account Containers add-on in 2017, letting you keep browsing histories, cookies, and tracking information distinct between different personas in separate tabs. It's now extending this add-on to its VPN service, which can now hide locations between different containers. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel shared a proposal that would extend the protections of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act to cover ringless voicemails, requiring telemarketers to obtain recipient consent to use automated systems to call to a mobile number. The agency will hold its next open meeting on February 18th, although it's unclear if it will hold a vote on the proposal then. In its Q1, Qualcomm earned $3.23 per share on revenue up 30% of the year to $10.7 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Its chip business reported $8.85 billion in sales, up 35% in the year, with handset chip revenue up 42% in the year to $5.98 billion. CEO Cristiano Amon said the company is seeing improvement in supply, but we would ship more if we could. In Q4, Spotify reported it now has over 406 million monthly active users, up 18% of the year. Premium subscribers increased 16% of the year to 180 million. Europe accounted for 40% of premium subscribers, followed by North America with 29%, Latin America with 20%, and 11% from the rest of the world. In Sony's earnings report, it disclosed that roughly a third of the $3.6 billion spent on its planned acquisition of Bungie will go toward deferred payments to employee shareholders, conditional upon their continued employment and other retention incentives. Sony plans to pay out these incentives over several years. Remaining funds will directly purchase private shares of the studio. In its Q3 holiday quarter, Nintendo reported it shipped 10.67 million Switch units, down 8% of the year, but bringing lifetime shipments to 103.54 units, surpassing the original Wii's 101.63 million. In response to questions on recent high-profile game studio acquisitions, Nintendo president Shintaro Furukawa said, "Our brand was built upon products crafted with dedication by our employees, and having a large number of people who don't possess Nintendo DNA in our group would not be a plus." And finally, Tesla will recall over 817,000 vehicles over faults in seatbelt alert chimes. The recall impacts Model 3 and Y vehicles, as well as some 2021 and 2022 Model S and X vehicles. Tesla said it's not aware of any injuries from the fault and will issue an over-the-air software update to correct it in early February. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.